Good evening. Tonight's shiur is dedicated Ilui Nishmas Rav Shlomo Chaim ben Mordechai Tehei Nishmosa Tzrura B'Tzror HaChaim Nisham Shadavan Aliyah. We find ourselves now Moitzoei Asara B'Teves, following the fast of Asara B'Teves, which the Avudraham says has the same status as Yom Kippur. And if it would have fallen out, if it would be possible to fall out on Shabbos, he would have to fast on Shabbos, just like Yom Kippur. He equates Yom Kippur to Asara B'Teves based on a pasuk, on a phrase in Yecheskel, where Hashem says to the Navi concerning Asara B'Teves, it was mentioned in today's Slichas, "Ksav lecha be'etzem hayom hazeh," where Hashem tells Yecheskel HaNavi to write concerning this day, Be'etzem hayom hazeh, and that's the same terminology that the Torah uses concerning Yom Kippur. They both fall out on the 10th of the month. Yom Kippur is the 10th of Tishrei. This is Asara B'Teves. And that's why Asara B'Teves is the only fast that falls out on a Friday, which you don't find by any other fast. And there is a certain stringency concerning Asara B'Teves that many don't realize. It's the Aschalta of the Peranusa. It's the beginning of the Peranius. And for that reason, it is a very strict fast. And the fact that we compare it to Yom Kippur, and just like right after Yom Kippur starts a new slate, and we know what the Sfarim tell us, that the Satan is out there as soon as Yom Kippur is over, the Satan is waiting to see whether or not we really, truly were remorseful on Yom Kippur. Was our tshuva real? And that's why it's important the days following Yom Kippur to be very careful that the resolutions that were made should be kept at least right after Yom Kippur. Many daven very early the day after Yom Kippur for that reason, so that the Satan should not prosecute, the Satan should not be makadre. And perhaps the same can be said following Asara B'Teves, especially that we are now in a time in which there is power to the Satan. The Satan has Shlita in the month of Teves. As we read in the previous parasha, HaSatan Mekatreg B'Shas HaSakana. Yaakov did not want to send Binyamin to Mitzrayim. Why? Says Rashi, HaSatan Mekatreg B'Shas HaSakana. Going down to Mitzrayim is a Sakana. Mitzrayim is a Mokum of Sakana. The Derech is a Mokum of Sakana. And so is Teves. Teves is a month of Sakana. Teves, as the Zohar says, is under the Shlita of Esav. It is a month of Esav. And especially now, we find ourselves now in the midst of a Mulchama, in the midst of a war. Klal Yisrael is now, we say Klal Yisrael, we mean the entire Klal Yisrael, because those who are fighting for the entire Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael finds itself now in Azar. Aza is the border of Eretz Yisrael. Clearly, as we see in Tanakh, Shlomo HaMelech, it says, ruled mitifsach v'ad Aza, boyach agrora ad Aza, as it says in Parashas Noyach. Aza is the boundary of Yehuda. If one looks in Sefer Yehoshua, we find all the cities of every Shevet, all the cities that were given to all the Shvatim, Aza, Ashkelon, Ashdod, Be'er Sheva, all the cities that we hear in the news these days, are all in the portion of land of Yehuda, as it's clearly stated in Sefer Yehoshua. But there's something else about Aza and Ashkelon that we find in Tanakh, related to this week's parasha, and related to the month of Teves. This week's parasha is Vayechi. Vayechi is the last of Sefer Bereishis, the last parasha of Sefer Hayosher, of Sefer Yetzir, as Bereishis is known. It's the 12th parasha. The entire Bereishis is split into 12 parashas, just like there are 12 Shvatim. Yudbeis Gevulei Alachsein, as it says in Sefer Yetzir, Yudbeis Chodoshim. There are also in Sefer Bereishis, which is the blueprint of the entire creation from beginning to end, 12 parashas. Bereishis is the beginning of time. Vayechi is the end of time. And that's why in Vayechi we have the word Acharis mentioned for the first time. Hey Osvu ve'agidolochem eis asher yikra eschem be'acharis hayomim. The Torah talks to us about the Acharis hayomim in Parshas Vayechi, which is the Acharis of Sefer Bereishis, of Sefer Yetzirah. Our generation, is Vayechi. We are living in Parshas Vayechi. We are living in the Acharis Hayomim. We are experiencing what Yaakov Avinu sees is happening by Acharis Hayomim. The confusion, the darkness, the Histalkus Hashchina. As we know, Yaakov wanted to reveal the Kates. Bikesh Yaakov Legalos is Hakates. V'nistam imenu, according to one version, v'nistalkum imenu shechina, according to the other Girsa, two Rashis in this week's parasha, at the beginning of the parasha, by Revi, where it talks about Yaakov wanting to reveal the Kates, but nistam imenu, or nistalkum imenu shechina, v'hischalayim edvarim acherim. Why is the Kates being revealed here, or at least why is there a want to reveal the Kates? Because in Parshas Vayechi, that's where the Kates takes place. Vayechi is the end. Vayechi is the last generation, the last, the Dor HaAcharon, the Dor of Acharis. Vayechi is a Parsha Stuma. It starts without a break. We know between every Parsha there's a space of 9 letters at least. Between Vayigash and Vayechi there's only a space of 1 letter. That's called the Parsha Stuma, which Rashi tackles at the beginning of the Parsha, and he tells us the reason why it's a Parsha Stuma is because Nistamu Einehem, the Libam shall Yisrael mitzoras hashibud. The eyes and the hearts of the Jews began suffering. They weren't suffering physically. There was no shibud haguf until the last of the Shvatim die, as we're going to see in next week's parasha. But there was a shibud ruchni. The shibud ruchni, the spiritual bondage, begins with the death of Yaakov and Yosef, who both pass away in Parshas Vayechi. And the era, the glorious era known as the Avos, come to an end. And it's interesting, very timely, that at the same time we have Asara B'Teves, Tes Teves, which was also the end of the glorious era of prophecy with the demise of the death of Ezra HaSofer. Yesterday was the Yahrzeit of Ezra. It's also mentioned this in the Tzlichos today about the death of Ezra, which is one of the reasons we fast Asara B'Teves. At the same time that we are fasting and commemorating not only the siege around Yerushalayim, but also the end of the era of Nevuah, we read in the Parsha of the end of the era of the Avos, and we notice throughout the Parsha that Yaakov Avinu is in darkness. Yaakov Avinu experiences Histalkus Hashchina over and over again in this Parsha. When he's about to bench Menashe and Ephraim, he says, Mi Eile, the Shechina leaves him. As Rashi quotes from the Midrashim, he wants to bench them. Bikesh levarcham v'nistalka shechina mimenu. He sees Yeravim ben Nevat, Yehu ben Nimshi, descendants of Menashe and Ephraim, and Yosef has to be mispalel that the shechina should return to Yaakov, that Yaakov should be able to bench Klal Yisrael, be able to bench Menashe and Ephraim. And the same happens as he's about to bench the entire family, and he says, Hey osfu ve'agidu lachem. Also, in the Stalka Mimenu Shechina. In the Parsha, we also read, V'lo Erev Yechalek Sholol. The last words of Yaakov Avinu are concerning Asara B'Teves and Purim. V'lo Erev Yechalek Sholol. V'lo Erev Yechalek Sholol. These last three words that, of the Bracha to Binyamin, says Rashi, refer to the time when Nebuchadnezzar exiles the Jewish people. V'la erev, Rashi says, af mishetishka shimshon shel Yisrael. Even when the sun of the Jews set, when the glorious times that the Jews have come to an end, al yedei Nebuchadnezzar sheyigleim lebovel, which is Asara B'Teves. Erev is Rosh HaTeves. Ro'as Asara B'Teves. Yechalek Sholol. Yechalek Sholol, Rashi says, refers to Mordechai ve'Esther Shehemi Binyamin, which is the coming Yom Tov, the upcoming Yom Tov that we're looking forward to now, after Chanukah, after Asara B'Teves, is of course Purim. So in the Parsha we see clearly hints to a time of Erev, to a time of Stima. It's a Parsha Stuma, it's a closed Parsha, just like the city of Yerushalayim is enclosed by the siege of the legions of Nebuchadnezzar. The Shechina keeps on leaving Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu sees the situation that we are in today. Yaakov Avinu sees the tzoros of Ikvus of the Mashiach. Yaakov Avinu sees the tzoros of Acharis Hayomim. And Yaakov Avinu wants to tell Klal Yisrael what to do at that time. And we notice, we see it in the parasha before, we see it in this parasha as well, that when Yaakov Avinu enters Mitzrayim, we read in the previous parasha, and he sees Yosef for the first time, he says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Yosef is hugging and kissing his father, and his father is saying, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Pasuk tells us that Hashem appears to Yaakov b'marois halayla, in the visions of night, an expression that is not found anywhere else in Chumash. B'marois halayla. Parshas Vayigash discusses how Hashem appears to Yaakov in the visions of the evening, and he tells him, Yaakov, Yaakov, and he tells him, Anochi eireid imcha mitzrayim av yanochi ha'alcha gam alo, clearly preparing him for the golus that's coming, for golus mitzrayim. And we read this as we enter the month of Teves, which Teves is the mitzrayim of time. B'marois ha'layla is b'gematria chodesh Teves. Chodesh Teves is the layla of the year. It is the acharis of the year, beginning from Nisan. The year is split actually into four parts, into four quarters. There's Nisan Iyar Sivan, there's Tammuz of Elul, there's Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev, and there's Teves Shvat Adar. Teves till Tu B'Shvat is the layla of the year, the Lele Teves Ha'aruchin, the Mitzrayim of time. The Marais ha'layla. It is the month that the Sefer Yetzirah tells us was created with the letter Ayin, corresponding to the Ayin Umais, the Ayin Lashonais, the world of Pirud. The job of a Jew is to bring Achdus into a world of Pirud, as it says it on the coins in Latin, U Pluribus Unum, which means, right? It means making from a Rabim a Yochid. They don't even know what they wrote on the coin. The Remez is that the idea is that in the world of Pirud, and the Rishus HaRabim, we bring the Achdus of the Ribbono Shel Olam, who is Hashem Echad, proclaiming the oneness of Hashem, which is what Avram Avinu did. Avram Avinu brought the concept of monotheism to a world of Pirud, to a world of idol worshippers. Mitzrayim is the country of Ayin Umais. That's why Paroi had to know 70 languages. Because Mitzrayim was the melting pot at that time, like today the United States. And as soon as Yaakov enters Mitzrayim with the Shivim Nefashos, as we read in the previous parasha, which the Shivim Nefashos combat the Shivim Umais, and it wasn't until there were Shivim Nefashos that we were able to enter Mitzrayim, the first thing Yaakov does is he proclaims Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, bringing Achdus into the world of Pirud, into Mitzrayim, which is the Rishus HaRabim, the world of the Ayin, the world of the Ayin Lashonos. And the same in this week's parasha. When Yaakov Avinu sees the tzorois that are going to happen in the Ikvus of the Mashiach and Acharis Hayonim, the Gemara says in Pesachim that the Shvatim cried out, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Yaakov was nervous, he was worried, maybe there's a psul bizarri, the fact that the Shechina left him, and so the Shvatim cry out, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We will always stick to the Amunah. We will always remain steadfast in our Amunah in Hashem Echad. And that's what's going to carry us through the dark times of the Acharis Hayamim of Ikvus of the Mashiach. Chanukah, which by all means, Chanukah is now in the past. We try to extend it as long as possible, perhaps till after Asara B'Teves. Chanukah, we know, the 25th day of Kislev, tells us the Svarim corresponds to the 25 letters of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And the idea of Chanukah and the Yom Tov of Chanukah is to extend the light into the darkness, into the month of Teves, into the Choshech of the month that was created with the letter Ayin, to bring Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the large Ayin in the word Shema, which is a merames to the Ayin Umais, Ayin Rabasi, a large world, a big world out there, a world of 70 nations, an Ayin Rabasi. And in such a world where there's, which is full of Tumah and full of all the evil and the Tumah that we see in the world today, a Jew cries out, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. A Jew has the power to bring Achdus Hashem into the world of Pirud. And that's what Chanukah is. Chanukah is the Yomtiv that brings Emunah, it brings warmth into the cold, dark nights of Teves. Teves, in contrast to the previous months, is like a dead month. It's sort of disconnected. The neshamos of Ikvus of the Mashiach are almost dead. That's why they're called Ekev. Ekev is the Malach HaMoves Sheba Adam. So says the Avos de Rabbi Nosson. Avos de Rabbi Nosson says, which is sort of a pirush on Pirkei Avos, that the Ekev, the heel of a person, is the dead part of a person, because there's no feeling. That's why you're able to walk on it, and it doesn't hurt. the nerves there are dead, the bottom part of the body, the Ekev, and that's our generation. The generation of Ikvesit and Mashiach is compared to the Ekev. There's no feeling. We don't have the same hargoshes as the previous generations had. It's sort of like almost a dead generation. Mitzrayim was a country, a makom of Misa. Yaakov Avinu says, Unusasani mi Mitzrayim, al nosik bereini mi Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Yaakov does not want to be buried in Mitzrayim, in a makom of Misa. Yaakov wants to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, not in Mitzrayim. And even Yosef, who wasn't able to go out of Mitzrayim right away, but Yosef also is mashbiah his children, is mashbiah his brothers, that when Pokoy Yivkot Elokim Eschem v'ha'alisem es hatzmoy sam yizeh itchem. He doesn't want to be buried in Mitzrayim, and the truth is he was never buried in Mitzrayim, he was placed on the river. His body never entered the earth of Mitzrayim. Yosef was too holy to be interred in the earth of Mitzrayim, of Erev HaSa'oretz. And in a time like Teves, which is considered dead, by Yikrivu Yemei Yisrael Amus, the Pasuk says, the days of Yisrael are coming close to death. The days are dying. Compared to the days of Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, days of Yomim Tovim, that are days of life, Teves is like a time of death. And in such a time, we read Parshas Vayechi. The name of the Parshas Vayechi, which teaches us that a Jew has to infuse chiyus, life, even in a time like Teves, which is a time of death, in contrast to the months before. And that's the power of Chanukah. Chanukah has the power to illuminate the Choshech of Teves. Teves is the month of Dan. Dan is the lowest of the Shvatim, the one that was the most affected by death, by the Nachash, by the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, of the Nachash who brought death to the world. That's why Dan is compared to a Nachash. Dan is what was among the Nechsholim by Amalek. It says, Vayizanei v'cha kol ha-Nechesholim acharecha. Nechesholim is the Shoirish Nachash. The Danites, they were the sinners, they were the outcasts, they were the ones who were out of the cloud, they were the ones that Amalek started up with. They were the lowest of the Shvatim, as Rashi tells us in Vayakel, and Ayerudin Shebe Shvatim. Our generation, which is the lowest generation, is the generation of Dan, the Acharis of all the generations. And the Parsha that is dedicated to Dan, to the lowest of the Shvatim, and to the lowest of times, is Vayechi, the last of the 12 Parshias of Bereshis. And that's why we find that Yaakov Avinu sees the Yeshua in Dan. In the previous parsha, we had a pasuk with three words. Uvenei Dan Chushim. In our parsha, we also have a pasuk with three words. In the bracha of Dan, Rishuascha Kivisi Hashem. There's a minhag that many have to say every Motzei Shabbos all the pesukim in the Torah that have three words. It's brought down from the Kadmonim that it's considered very special to say a pasuk with three words. I'm not sure exactly why, but the Svarim tell us that a pasuk with three words is especially for a time of Midas Hadin. Whenever there's Midas Hadin, we have to say Psukim with three words. In fact, that's why at nighttime is Midas Hadin, many say Bishuascha Kivisi Hashem, Kivisi Hashem, Bishuascha Hashem, Bishuascha Kivisi. When people go on a journey, they say Bishuascha Kivisi Hashem. We have an hour Pasha Hamalach HaGoyel Oisi. People say Hamalach HaGoyel before they go to sleep. People say Hamalach HaGoyel as Shabbos leaves and we enter the week. And now, as we enter the month of Teves, we say it in the Parsha, HaMalach HaGoyel Oisi. But these two psukim, Uvenei Dan Chushim, Yishuvascha Kivisi Hashem, are very much associated with Teves, which Teves is the month of Dan, in the order of the way they traveled in the desert. Dan was the 10th. Uvenei Dan Chushim is plural. It should have said Uben Dan Chushim. Dan's son was one person. So it should have said Uben. Why does it say Ubenei? And Rashi already told us in the previous Parsha, in Vayigash, that by Esav, although he only had six children, they're referred to as Nachshois Beisoy Lashon Rabim, plural. Yaakov has 70 children, and the Torah refers to all of them as one unit. Shivim Nefesh. It never says Nefashois, it says Nefesh. Kedusha is Achdus. Tuma is Pirud. Esav, who is connected with the outside world, with the Olam of the Rishus HaRabim. So Esav is Lashon Rabim, Nachshois Beisoy. But Klal Yisrael, who are connected to the Yechidai Shel Olam, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Yochid, who is Echad, who proclaim Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, are one, and therefore they are referred to as Shivim Nefesh, except for Dan. By Don, it says it in plural, even though he was only one, Ubenei Don Chushim. Because the Donites were affected by Esav. They were the lowest of the Shvatim. But even they have the power to be elevated. Ubenei Don Chushim is Begamatria of Amich Kulam Tzadikim. They are also Tzadikim. They are also part of Klal Yisrael. And Chanukah is the Yomtiv that elevates the Bnei Don. Chanukah is the Yomtiv that goes into Teves, which Teves corresponds to Don, the lowest of the Shvatim. That despite that he's affected by Esav and Amalek, there's a tikkun for the Bnei Don as well. There's a tikkun for the lowest generation, which is our generation. And that's what Yaakov sees when he sees Don, and he says, Lishuascha kivisi Hashem. If we go through the psukim that talk about Don in this week's parasha, we know that they're referring to Shimshon. Don Yodin Amoy Ka'achat Shifta Yisrael, Yehi Don Nochash Alei Derech, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. These three psukim that Yaakov benches Don with are referring to the Shoifet who descends from Don, and that's Shimshon. Shimshon does what we do on Chanukah. Shimshon went down. Vayered Shimshon Timnasa. Vayered Shimshon Azasa. Shimshon was in Azza. Shimshon went down to the Gaza Strip. Shimshon started what is being finished today, hopefully being finished in our time. Shimshon already began the Melchama in Azza, the Melchama in Ashkelon. Shimshon dealt with the Pelishtim, the Palestinians of his day. Shimshon went down into the world of the Pelishtim Amam Zeirim, as Rashi tells us in Parshas Noach. Plishtim, Kaftairim, Hechlifu, Mishkav, Nishusehim, they were Mamzerim. Mamzerim have the characteristics of Azus, Azay Nefesh. Azus is a sign of a Mamzer. When the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, have a Az Kanome, that a person should be arrogant like a leopard, says the Rav, he quotes this from Midrashim, that a leopard is a hybrid. The leopard comes from a lion and a Chazir Habar. He brings two different animals that a leopard comes from. The leopard is actually a mamzer from the animals. The nomer is a mamzer. And a mamzer has azus. That's how the Chachamim knew that Oisai Ha'ish, who according to many, Oisai Ha'ish's birthday was yesterday, Tes Teves. And Teves is the month in which Natsrus developed one of the tumais of that occurred in Chodesh Teves. The month of Esav was the religion of Natsrus, which is the hepech of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Because it's Avodah Zarah, belief in more than one, which Klal Yisrael throughout the ages will Moisa Nefesh, not to utter from their lips and admit to any belief in anything associated with Oisei Ha'ish. Oisei Ha'ish, Chazal, tell us, was a mamzer. Mida Chotzev Kulei Ha'ish, Ma'amino Mamzer, who? He had the Mida of Azaz. Dogs, Klovim, Azei Nefesh Heim, says the Pasuk in Yeshaya. The Bnei Yisrael writes that in Teves, the dogs have power. There are 944 dogs, he brings down from the Sifrei Kabbalah. Tov tov kuf mem dalet klovim, that are shoylet in Chodesh Teves. Klovim are azay nefesh, klovim are azim. Amalek is compared to a kelev in Navi. The klovim have the vida of azus. And so is the nachash. The nachash hakadmaini, the one who brought Misa to the world, Chet to the world, was an Az Panim, who was arrogant. That's why when we talk about arrogance, when we talk about the different metals, Kesev, Zohav, Nechayshas, Barzel, we know that Nechayshas is Yavan. The Yavanim, the Greeks, were compared to the metal, they were compared to Nechayshas, which is copper. And when the Navi Yeshaya talks about Azei Nefesh, about Azus Metzach, he compares it to Nechayshas, so Mitzchech Nechusha. Your forehead is like copper. The copper, Nechusha, Nechayshas, is a remez to Azus Metzach. Rashi brings this down in Parshas Truma. He says that the Mizbeach was coated with copper. L'chaper al Azus Metzach, Shenemar u'mitzcheis Nechusha. The Yevonim were compared to Nechayshas. The dream that Daniel had, Daniel has a dream where he sees different animals, he sees a lion, he sees a bear, and he sees a leopard. The leopard is Yavan. The leopard, Hebe Az Kanomed, which the Nomer is the Mamzer, the leopard is the Az Panim. The Yavanim were compared to the Nomer. They were compared to Nechayshas. Chanukah, which is the Tikkun for Azus. Chanukah is Azus de Kedusha. There's a time when a Jew has to have arrogance. There's a time when a Jew has to be arrogant in order to be able to endure, in order to be able to be an Erlich Yid in times when there are those who make fun, there are those who belittle religion. We have to sometimes clothe ourselves with the midah of Azus, have a Az Kanaber, despite that Az Panim LeGehenim. Sometimes Azus is necessary. A melech has to have Azus. That's why it says concerning the melech, V'yitein oiz l'malkoi. A melech has Azus. Yeser se'es v'yeser oz in this week's parasha. Reuven could have been the melech. The word that is used for melech is oz. A melech has to have a certain kind of Azus. Melech poirets geder. In order to combat the Azus that exists in the world, the Azus of Tumah, the Azus of the Mamzerus, the Azus of the Plishtim, there is a concept of Azus to Kedusha, and that's what Chanukah is. Oiz is Begematria Chanukah. Chanukah goes out into the world. Chanukah is a brazen, arrogant Yomtiv. It goes into the boundaries of Esav, as we mentioned in the previous weeks. Unlike the norm is that a Jew is ashamed, Boishes Panim Lagan Eden, a Bush is, when one is shy and timid, one stays indoors. One doesn't go out, one is not brazen. But Chanukah is the Yom Tov that defies the normal Yomim Tovim. And Chanukah is lit on the left side and below Ten Tfachim, on the outskirts, Al Pesach Beisom Yibachutz. Chanukah is Azus to Kedusha. And that's what Shimshon did. Shimshon went down below Ten Tfachim, he went into Aza, which Aza is in the portion of land of Yehuda, which Yehuda is the Melech. A Melech has to have Azus. A melech has to have Azus, the Kedusha, in order to be a melech, and combat the Azus of the Rishus HaRabim. Shimshon began to combat the Azus. V'hu yochel lehoshia es Yisrael. When he said over his riddle to his wife and to the Polishnim, he said, "May Az yotza mosoik." From something arrogant will come out something sweet. He didn't think they would get the riddle, but those who learned the story know that his wife seduces him and convinces him to tell her what may Az Yotza Masoik means. And at the end of the story, it says that Shimshon was tied up by Yasru Banachushtayim. He was tied up with copper ropes. Nechushtayim, Nechoshes. Shimshon didn't complete the job. Shimshon started in Aza. He fought in Ashkelon. He prepared the way for David HaMelech. As we know, Shimshon is compared to David HaMelech. Don Yodin Amoy Ka'achat Shivta Yisrael, says Rashi here, that Shimshon was like David. And that's why Yaakov thinks that this is Mashiach. Lishu oscha kivisi Hashem. Yaakov Avinu says, Yehi don nochosh alei derech. Nochosh is the gematria Mashiach. Mashiach is going to be Masake in the Chet HaNochosh. Mashiach is going to have the total Azus of Kedusha to be able to combat the Azus of the world, which right before Mashiach comes, Chutz B'Yazka, the Gemara tells us, there's going to be tremendous arrogance in the world. We see it so clearly today. The Azus is outrageous, literally outrageous arrogance that we see in the world today, even concerning what's going on now. That's why the Melech has to have Azus. The Melech, despite that Mashiach is an onav, oni v'roichev al chamor, as it says in Zechariah, capital test, right after it talks about the Psukim, where it speaks about v'ovad melech me'aza, the king of Aza will be destroyed, and the Psukim there talk about Ashkelon and Ashdod and Beersheva. One should look in Tzfanya and in Zechariah and in Amos, where it talks about Aza and Ashkelon and Ashdod. In Zechariah it talks about the coming of the Geula, oni v'roichev al chamor, oni is an anvison, that he's humble. Yeah, he's humble klape Hashem, he's humble klape Bnei Yisrael, but klape the Umos Ha'olam, he's arrogant. In fact, Mashiach is called Chad Rach in Zechariah. Chad Rach, that means he's Chad, he's sharp and arrogant to the Umos Ha'olam, and he's Rach and he's soft to Klal Yisrael. He has the midah of Azaz to Kedusha. Shimshon began by going into Aza, and by entering into the world of the Plishtim, and literally entering into the world of the Plishtim, marrying the women of Plishtim, entering into the world of Mamzerus, lowering himself like no one ever did, to bring out the sparks of Kedusha that had fallen into Aza. He prepared Klal Yisrael for the Malchus of Mashiach ben David, for David HaMelech, which Aza later is in the portion of land of Yehuda. And when Yaakov Avinu sees that Shimshon doesn't complete the job, Shimshon is killed by the hands of his captors. by the Plishtim in Aza. He says, Lishuascha kivisi Hashem. Says the Targum Yonasan. He said, I don't want the Yeshua of Gidain, and I don't want the Yeshua of Shimshain. I only want the Yeshua of Moshiach ben David. That's according to the Girsa in the Targum Yonasan. The Medrash says, he said, I don't want that there should be a Yeshua of a human being at all. It should not happen through human hands. It should not be a Yeshua through human hands, because there's no guarantee that it'll last or be completed. But rather, Yeshuasecha kivisi Hashem. Your Yeshua is what I hope for. This Yaakov Avinu sees when he benches Dun, the lowest of the Shvatim. He sees in Dun the Yeshua. Or as the Targum Yonasan says, he sees the Yeshua of Mashiach ben David in Dun, because as the Midrashim say, Mashiach will be from Yehuda and from Dun. On his father's side from Yehuda, and on his mother's side he'll be from Dun. Shimshon was the opposite. His father was from Dun, his mother was from Yehuda. So Shimshon was also a fusion of Dun and Yehuda, and so will Mashiach be. And as we mentioned in the previous week, Teves, which is the month of Dun, which Dun is compared to a snake here, later in Parshas V'zayis HaBracha, Moshe Rabbeinu compares Dun to a lion. Dun, Gur, Aryeh, Yizanek, Min HaBosham, which Yehuda is compared to the lion. Meaning that Teves has the potential to become a lion of the months. Right now, it is the lowest of the months. Right now, unfortunately, we still have to fast Asara B'Teves. The Aschalta, the Paranusa started in Teves, the lowest of the months. Dun, the lowest of the Shvatim. But the Yeshua lies in Dun. Shimshon begins the V'hu Yochel Lo Hishia Es Yisrael. Rishuascha Kivisi Hashem also tells us that in a time like Teves, in a time that Dun, that Shevet Dun, like today we are a generation of Dunites, as the Svarim tell us, the lowest generation. Well, the only thing we have today is Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. What do we have today? That we can hope for the Yeshua, that we believe in the Yeshua. Just like the Shvatim cry out, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, when the Shekhinah leaves Yaakov, and Yaakov is worried, what's going to happen by Acharis Hayomim? What are they going to have? How are they going to be able to endure the tzarais of Ikvasid the Mashiach, of Melchemes Gog Umagog, of Golus Yishmael? When the Shvatim said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, so Yaakov says, Baruch Shem Kved Malchus El Olam Void. As long as Klal Yisrael believe, and as long as they hope, and as long as they still cry out, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, and they know that there is going to be a Yeshua, they will be able to last. And this we see at the end of the parasha. At the end of the parasha, the Pasuk tells us, Yosef says to the brothers, and with this he comforts them. That's how Parashas Vayechi ends, and meaning that the last parasha, the last generation will be comforted, will see the truth. Despite that it begins with a stima, Vayechi starts with a closing. Vayechi is a parasha stima. Everything is closed. We don't understand anything. We have no Navi anymore. We hardly have any Bali Ruach HaKodesh. We are confused, and we don't really have anyone who can tell us exactly why and where we're headed. Why it's happening and where we're headed. Unless someone really studies the Nevuahs and understands everything, can he really understand what's happening? But at the end of Vayechi, the stima ends, because Yosef says to the brothers, Ve'atem chashavtem olai ro'a, Elohim chashava l'toiva. You all thought bad, but Hashem thought good. What we think is ra is really toiv. Especially teves, which teves is the shayrish teves. Teves is toiv. Teves is good. Teves will be revealed as a good month. The war that is taking place now is a war of teves. It's interesting that the war started on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Teves. The war started on Shabbos, Chanukah, Aleph to Rosh Chodesh Teves, the Yom Tov of Azus. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Azus, the Kedusha, and that's when the war, and I don't think that they had that in mind, but the fact is that the war did begin on Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of Oiz, of Azus, the Kedusha. The Yom Tov that takes us into the month of Dun. And Dun was Shimshon, who came from Dun, was the first to go into Aza, to prepare the way for what's happening now. He began the Yeshua. We hope now to be able to see the completion. Vayechi is a parsha of Golus. The Golus intensifies in Parshas Vayechi. In Vayigash, it only started because Yaakov and his sons came down to Mitzrayim. In Vayechi, it got worse because Yaakov and Yosef passed away. Yaakov and Yosef passing away is a remez to the Yontif of Chanukah leaving us. Because as we know, Yaakov is Sukkos, and Yosef is Chanukah. As we spoke in the previous weeks, Yaakov is Sukkos, Yaakov Nasas Ukaisa, Yosef is Chanukah, and now Chanukah, which was the extension of Sukkos, is behind us. And now we have to go into Golus, we have to go into Teves. Vayikrivu Yemei Yisrael Lamus, Vayamas Yosef Ben Meyover Eser Shonim. Yosef passes away, Yaakov passes away, that means Sukkos is gone, Chanukah is gone, now we're on our own, now we're in Golus, in the Parsha Stuma. But at the end of it all, Yosef says, Pokoid Yivkoid Eschem, Hashem is going to remember us. And that which we thought was Ra is really Toiva. Atem Chashavtem Olai Ra, Lekim Chashav the Toiva. And yes, it's difficult, we don't know exactly where we're headed, we don't know what's going to happen, and many times the news is not great, and it's very nerve-wracking, and it's very scary, and what a time like now obviously is a time that we have to intensify our tefillos, every davening we have to have kavana, in every davening we have to think about the soldiers, we have to think about the people in Eretz Yisrael who are frightened, we have to think about Klal Yisrael all over the world that are in a dangerous situation. The anti-Semitism is growing. And of course, we have to intensify in saying Tehillim, especially next week is Shoivivim. Shoivivim is the time that we're supposed to say more Tehillim. Many shuls, yeshivas say more Tehillim after davening. A time to join together. Joining together meaning that there should be more Achdus among Klal Yisrael. That's what Yaakov wanted over here. He said, hey, osfu, gather together. That ba'acharis hayomim, Jews must unite. Hey osvu. Asher yikra eschem. Yikra comes from the word krirus. There's going to be a time of krirus, of cold, of frigidity. It's going to be very cold. Teves is the coldest month. Eis tzina. Yikra also comes from the word happening, coincidence. It's a time when everyone attributes everything to coincidence. Asher karcha baderech. Karcha is coincidence. Asher yikra eschem ba'acharis hayonim. In acharis hayonim, we're going to encounter krirus to kedusha, coolness to holiness. Anyone who tries to elevate himself is laughed upon, as it says it's going to happen in the end of time. V'sor me'ra m'shtoylo. The world, the media makes fun of those who strive to be better, of those who are holy, of those who have Yerushalayim. Asher yikra eschem miloshen mikra nikris. It's a time when everything is attributed to chance and coincidence. There's no belief in Hashem. There's no belief in Hashgacha Pratis. During this time, a time like now, a Jew has to connect himself to Torah and to mitzvahs. A Jew has to connect himself to Chanukah. A Jew has to connect himself to tzaddikim. And read the Sfarim that tell us that everything is Bahashgacha Pratis. And that was revealed here in this parasha at the end, where the Shvatim realized that every detail was all Bahashgacha Pratis, every part of the Mechira of Yosef. Everything, including Yosef being in jail, Yosef himself says, everything that happened to me was all so that I should rise to the prominence that I'm in now, that I should be able to be the viceroy over Mitzrayim and be able to support you all in the coming years, as we see in the bracha of Yaakov to Yosef, Vateshev be'es v'ayimoraruhu v'aroibu, they made his life bitter, and they hated him, v'yistimuhu. At the end, Misham roya evan Yisrael, Yosef rises to be the ruler of Klal Yisrael, and his dreams are fulfilled, every detail of both dreams. And the same in general, we are all compared to Yosef, Noyei Katzoin Yosef. Everything that happens to Klal Yisrael, from the beginning of time till now, till the time we're in now, which is the Acharis Hayamim, is all part of a long series, of a tremendous puzzle, that every piece eventually will fit in its proper place and everything will make sense, including what's happening today. And as we could see, the world is now focused on Eretz Yisrael. The entire world is focused on Aza. The entire world is focused on what's going to happen here. Today, the president-elect hinted that when he becomes president, he's going to deal with this very strongly, he says. Meaning that the new president is going to be dealing if the Geula doesn't come before that, the new president is going to be dealing with the issues of Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, the status of Yerushalayim. This is the focus of the entire world. This is what all the Nevi'im said is going to happen at the end of time, when the entire world is going to converge over Eretz Yisrael, over Yerushalayim, and try to take it away from the Jewish people. Vayechi is the parasha in which Mashiach is revealed. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Yaakov Avinu says to Yehuda, Lo Yosur Shevet Mi Yehuda, Umechaykek Mi Bein Raglov Ad Ki Yavai Shiloi, until Shiloi comes. Shiloi is Mashiach, as Rashi says here, Melech HaMashiach Shehashai Shehamalucha Shaloi. The first time the Torah ever tells us that there will be a redeemer, a human being from the family of Yehuda, is here in Parashas Vayechi, which is read always in Chodesh Teves, in the lowest of the months, in a time in which the Golus begins, and in Chumash, we're also reading how Golus begins, Golus Mitzrayim. That's where the Geula is, that's where Mashiach is. Lo Yosher Shevet Miyehuda Ad Ki Yavai Shiloi V'lo Yikah HaSamen. Parshas Vayechi, which is the acharis of the parshiyos, the last of the parshiyos of Sefer Bereishis, of Sefer Yetzirah, corresponding to the acharis hayomim, to the last of the generations, that's where the Geula is. The Geula takes place in the last generation. So that's why the Torah reveals Mashiach, Shiloi, here in the bracha of Yaakov to Yehuda, from whom the Geula comes, from whom Mashiach ben David comes, as Yaakov is telling his children about the acharis hayomim. But at the end of Vayechi, there's an open space. Vayechi begins with a closing, but it ends with an opening. It ends with, it continues into Sefer Shemos. It ends, Chazak, Chazak, Viniz Chazek. It's Shabbos Chazak. There's always a Chazak in a difficult period. Shabbos Chazak from Bereishis is during the Chodesh Teves, Asara B'Teves time. There's a Chazak in the middle of the 3 weeks always, Parshas Maaseh. There's also the Chazak that we have during the Yemei HaSfira, which is B'chukaisai. Always in a difficult time, there is a Chazak. There's Chazak in a happy time too, Simchas Torah. But there's always a Chazak in a difficult time. The Torah is always mechazek us in difficult times. Here, in the time of Asara B'Teves, as the month of Teves begins, the month of Ayin, the month of Dun, the month which is under the power of Esav, the Torah is consoling us, as it says, Vayenachem Oysam, that the Geula could happen in Teves. The Peronius began in Teves. The Geula could also start in Teves. In the lowest of all the Shvatim, that's where Yaakov sees the Shvatzcha Kivisi Hashem. He sees Shimshon. And then we read the Haftarah. The Haftarah this week, which also was about the passing of David HaMelech, Yikruv Yemei David Lamus, which ends off, Ushleima Yoshav Al Kisei David Aviv, Vatikain Malchusai Ma'od, that David ruled in Chevron for 7 years, Ubi Yerushalayim Molach Shloishim V'Shalosh Shonim. He rules in Yerushalayim 33 years. Yaakov lost 33 years from his life. Yaakov lived 147 minus 33. He was supposed to live 180 like his father. He only lived 147. Chazal tells us that was because he complained. The Rav spoke about it last week at Shalosh Shudas. Yaakov said, Yemei Megurai Shloshim Ma'as Shonim Ma'at Veroim Hoyu Yemei Shnei Chaya. He said, he complained, and there's 33 words there, so he lost for every word on a year of his life, so he did not live 180, he lived 147. David wasn't supposed to live at all. David was a bar nafli. David was actually supposed to be born a stillborn, as Chazal tell us. So one medrash says, David Adam Arishon gave him 70 years. There's a Zohar that says that Yaakov and Yosef gave him their years. Yaakov gave him 33, and Yosef gave him 37. Yosef only lived 110. He was supposed to live like his father, 147. So 37 years would decrease from his life. So 37 plus 33 is 70. So David lived 70 years. And the last 33 years of his life he spends in Yerushalayim. Those were the years of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal the Kates. That means Yaakov Avinu was hoping that the Kates will happen in his time, that there will be a Kates, there will be an end. Golos Mitzrayim should never even start. And then Yaakov will be able to live those 33 years. It didn't happen. David lived those 33 years. David wrote Tehillim, and in Tehillim, David praises and thanks Hashem even for the tzoros that he goes through. Yaakov complained, so he lost 33 years, and David wrote Tehillim. We see in Tehillim, it says, Mizmar le David bevarchai mipnei avshalayim b'noi. David is singing he had to run away from his son Avshalom, which the Gemara says that Kosha Tarbis Ra, B'tosh Beisai Shalodom, Yaisir Melchemes Goy Gumagoy. Having to deal with a rebellious child is worse than Melchemes Goy Gumagoy. And David says in that Mizmah, not Kina Mizmah Ledov, David is singing and praising and thanking Hashem for every situation in his life. And that's what Tehillim is. That even when there are tzaros, and even when there are events taking place that we don't understand, we thank and we sing and we praise Hashem, because we know it's all L'Toivaseinu. And therefore, David is Zeicha to live those 33 years in Yerushalayim. Unlike Yaakov, who lost those 33 years, and because Yaakov complained, David HaMelech teaches us that a Jew has to sing and thank Hashem for everything. And that's why the Shem Havaya of the month of Teves, every month has a combination of Hashem's name. There are 12 different combinations, as the Arizal taught us. The combination of Teves is the last letters of the words, LaHashem Iti Unaroimim HaShemoy. Gadlu LaHashem Iti. Iti is Begematria Teves. LaHashem Iti Unaroimim HaShemoy. Those four words, Sofer Teves, Yud Kei Vav Kei backwards. LaHashem Iti is Hey Yud. Unaroimim HaShemoy is Vav Hey. That's the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Teves. And what is that pasuk referring to? It's talking about praising and thanking Hashem. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Lahaydos Ulahalil. Chanukah we praise and we thank Hashem for the open miracles. In Teves we have to thank and praise Hashem even for what we don't perceive as miracles. What we don't see. We see darkness. We have to thank and praise Hashem for that too. Because that's also really light. We just don't see it now. Atem chashavtem alai ra, elikim chashav alatoiv. It's really good. And the more we praise and we thank Hashem for every situation. I once had a Rebbe, and I remember asking him how he's feeling, because he had a heart condition. His answer to me is, I have a heart condition, Baruch Hashem. I'll never forget that. He said, I have a heart condition, Baruch Hashem, which most people don't say. He thanked Hashem for his heart condition, because he knew that it's for a good reason. If Hashem gave him a heart condition, it's something to thank Hashem for. We don't only thank Hashem when we feel good, we thank Hashem even when we don't. We don't only thank Hashem when things are going great in the economy, we thank Hashem when things are not, or at least we think they're not. We don't only thank Hashem when there's no war in Eretz Yisrael, we thank Hashem even when there is. Because we know that it's all going to lead to good. And it's leading to Geula, and it's all going to lead to open miracles, where we're going to be able to praise and thank Hashem for that which is open and clear. And that's the goal. The goal is, LaHashem Iti Unaroimim HaShemoy, even for what we perceive right now, even what we see right now, which is not clear, and we don't see the open miracles. The truth of the matter is, we do see open miracles, because anyone who lives in Eretz Yisrael will tell you, if every single day over 60 rockets are being launched, even though unfortunately 4 Yidden were killed last week, but the amount of rockets, there should be a lot, Rahman al-Islam should have been a lot worse. There are definitely Nisim every single day, there's no question about it. And there are Nisim going on right now as well. The goal is, though, that we praise and we thank Hashem, even what we don't see. Realizing that it's all good and it all comes from Hashem. L'shuascha kivisi Hashem. We should be zeichet to see Nisim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that just like this month was the month of the Aschalta de Puranusa, this should be the month of the Aschalta de Geula, and we should be mispowel, and that the Chayalim and Eretz Yisrael should be matzliach. They should finish the job. They shouldn't stop in the middle, Chas V'Shalom. They should go till the finish and do what has to be done, and eradicate the evil, and eradicate the Azus of Tumah, and be Megala, the Azus of Kedusha, and the main thing is to be Megala, the Melech, Mibez David, V'yitain Oiz L'malkoi, the Shiloh, as mentioned in this week's Parsha, and then we get ready for Sefer Shemois, which is the Sefer HaGeula. Next week's Parsha, the Goyal is born, Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the Goyal Rishon, who Goyal Achron, as it says in the Zohar, Moshe Mashahoyah Hu Sheyihia, what he was is what he will be. Goyal Rishon, who Goyal Achron, we should be zeichet to it immediately, and be in the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi already, right, and see all the Nisim openly. Amen.